Now, when the proceedings continue, I don't know whether you'll be here or not. It will depend. If you are part of the department, you may have a chance to raise some of these issues.
Okay.
But then the question of us having to incorporate these into the discussion, it will be difficult to
raise
the initial big ask to this. If you raise the initial briefing, then the things can come up.
Okay.
Because now, like they are, we are a bit of more of a party.
Yeah.
They have been working, we don't know how.
All right. Yes.
Now we are going to start now, don't worry.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, even if it's just when they have a look, we won't talk about them unless they come from the department.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we get started? I am afraid time has eluded us. Perhaps as usual. Oh, can I be heard at the end there, ma'am? Am I audible enough there? Okay, thank you. Where should I come? Oh, yes, I think that would be great. If they don't mind, they could come a little closer. That's great. Honorable Gabende, thank you very much. Sorry for inconvenience, ladies. Thank you very much. That is kind of you. As usual, can we start with introductions? I would suggest that Honorable Gamede start.
Tumsan Kamete from Wazulu Natal, member of this committee.
Sherry Chen, member of this committee, presenting for Harten. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone. I'm Lillian Ntembe, representing the Northern Cape. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Wesley Douglas. I represent the Western Cape in the committee.
This side.
Ms. Shumara Ali, NCOP Procedural Services.
Bulolo Gondwana, Parliamentary Legal Advisor.
I'm Linda Garlett. I am here on behalf of TEET and I only attend as an observer. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. My name is Futhi Zigal and I'm from the Department of Minerals and Energy.
Morning. Lindy Mekwe from Department of Minerals and Energy.
Namiki Lutiti from Department of Minerals and Energy.
Good morning, my name is Dombi Mnikiso, I'm a special advisor.
I'm representing the MGA. From
DEET?
Yes. Okay.
Zabulile Mtia, Committee Secretary.
Joel Spear, Limpopo Province, Acting Chairperson. Thank you very much. It's encouraging to learn that the department is here, and I think without any waste of time, we'll invite them to take the stage. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chair, and the members of the portfolio of the Select Committee. If we can go to page 3 of our presentation, just to get the sense of the background of the status of the bill. Page 3 of the presentation, it actually says that the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy adopted the B-Bill
fifth page.
On the 20th June 2007. Status of the bill. The heading is status of the bill. Okay. Okay, the heading is status of the bill. So on the 20th June 2007, the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy adopted the B Bill of 2007, and then on the 22nd of July 2007, the B Bill was actually referred to the NCOP for consideration, and then it was referred back by the NCOP stating that we have to consult with the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism and also to hear the consideration or the comments made by the Legal Resource Center. So we did as we were told, and then we met with the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism up until the two ministers met. And then after that meeting, we had to revise the B10B bill, and then the B10D bill is the revised version of the bill that was actually been drafted after the consultation we had with the Department of Environmental Affairs. So on the 24th of June 2008, the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy adopted the B10G bill, where we also included agreements that were actually being agreed upon by the two departments, between the Department of Minerals and Energy and Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism. So on the 26th June 2008, the National Assembly also adopted the set B10D of 2007 bill. So in terms of the said amendment bill, the rationale for amending the MPRDA of 2002 was to address the technical errors that appeared under MPRDA, and also to clarify the ambiguities in certain definitions, and also to introduce certain definitions, and also to separate the powers between the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Minerals and Energy. So it goes further to say that the very same 10D bill was also to align the MPRDA with the environmental principle in terms of NEMA, and also to rectify certain omissions of the existing old order rights that were appearing on the MPRDA, and then also to address the problems with the appeal and review of administrative decision taken in terms of the MPRDA. So amendment that we effected as a result of this B10D bill was to introduce a new concept that is the beneficiation, the Council for Geoscience, environmental authorization, and then effective date, and also to substitute the definition of community, mining titles office, and other definition that appears on the B10D bill. So the further amendments that we did was on section 16, 22, 27, 74, 76, 79, and 83. So in this particular amendment, we are actually addressing the order of processing of the application for a prospecting right, mining permit, reconnaissance permit, while there is an appeal pending. So the administrative processes in this regard is going to be affected as a result of the appeal that has been lodged on this specific area, and also on this particular mineral, if ever there are any that has been received by the department. So in terms of the amendment that we proposed on section 17 and section 23, we are actually saying that if the application relates to the land occupied by the community, the minister will impose such conditions as are necessary to promote the rights and interests of the community, including conditions requiring the participation of the community. So this is a new amendment that we have actually proposed in terms of section 17 and section 23, whereby we are actually saying that when the interests of the communities are affected, and then the application has been received as a result of this particular process, we are actually saying that the minister can impose certain conditions if it comes to the attention of the minister that the community has an interest and wants to participate in that particular mining venture. So
So the minister will impose certain conditions pertaining to this regard in terms of these two amendments. So in terms of the proposed amendment that we did on section 18, 19, 21, 30, and 43, we are actually saying that the minister will empower the Council of Geoscience, whereby the Council of Geoscience will be the custodian of all the prospecting information. So this particular amendment, we are actually saying that as soon as the minister has granted the prospecting right to a particular applicant, this particular applicant has to provide the Council for Geoscience with the prospecting information during the process of the operation. And then the Council for Geoscience will be the custodian of all those prospecting information that will be received by from these holders of the permits. And then amendment of section 16, 18, 19, 22, 23, 24, 25, 32, 35, 38 was also to align with the MPRDA with environmental principle in terms of NEMA. This particular amendment is as a result of the consultation processes that we had with the Department of Environmental Affairs in relation to introducing one environmental system and also to ensure that the Minister of Minerals and Energy will be the one that will be issuing the environmental authorization in terms of the agreement that were entered into between the two departments. So the amendment that have been proposed in terms of the section that I've mentioned is as a result of the agreement that we had with the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism. So basically, this is the reflection of the agreement that we had with the Environmental Affairs in that the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism will be the one that will be drafting policies and amending legislation in terms of environmental issues, and the Department of Minerals and Energy will be the one that will be implementing whatever that the Department of Environmental Affairs will be introducing in terms of their legislation and policies. So in terms of the amendment of Section 40, we are actually expanding the function of the Regional Mining Development and Environmental Committee to also make recommendation to the minister when they have actually received environmental issues or objection pertaining to environmental issues. We are actually saying in this particular amendment that the Regional Mining Development and Environmental Committee will be the one that will be making the recommendation to the minister on all the objections and will be the one that will be advising the minister on what issues the minister has to address in this particular objection that will be received by this committee. So in terms of the proposed amendment that we did on Section 5, 11, 17, 19, 23, 25, 35, 78, 80, 82, 84, and 86, we are basically harmonizing the MPRDA with the Mining Titles Registration Act as amended. So what happened is that in the MPRDA of 2002, they used to refer to Mining Titles Registration Act. So this act has been amended. So basically, in the amendment, we are actually aligning the MPRDA with the amendment of the Mining Titles Registration Act. So in terms of the amendment that has been effected on Section 65920 of I, we are making a provision for the representation of designated agency in the board. So basically, in terms of the MPRD of 2002, there was no representation by the designated agency, even though the MPRDA has actually made a provision whereby the minister was provided for in order to establish the designated agency. So in this particular provision, we are actually saying that we are making a space for the designated agency to be represented in the same board that has been mentioned in the MPRDA. So basically, in terms of that amendment that we are proposing in terms of the composition of the board, we are actually expanding the membership from 14 to 17 and to a maximum of 18 to 20. So the first amendment that we did under Schedule 2 of the transitional chapter was to rectify all the omissions that we did on the old order rights. There were certain old order rights that were not realized in the MPRDA of 2002, but by this amendment of B10D bill, we are actually introducing those old order rights that have been erroneously omitted to introduce them into this particular amendment, and those are the tributing agreement, the main pacting, the OP26 mining lease, the OP26 subleases, the OP26 right, and also to rectify the technical errors that were actually reflected in the MPRDA. So further amendments that have been done under Schedule 2 was on the amendment pertaining to Item 7 by inserting that the new provision that is Item 73A to 73B. Basically, these three amendments was to streamline the effective administrative processes of converting the old order right into the new order right. So we are actually putting some new time frames in the said provision by notifying the holders of the old order right to comply with the specific requirements of lodging those conversions within that particular time frame that they have to do. So in terms of the third amendment that we introduced under the transitional arrangement was on Item 9. Basically, what we are actually saying that all the surface right ownership and permission, in terms of the MPRDA of 2002, they were actually given a one-year period in which the holders of the old order right were supposed to lodge their surface right permission and rights to the mining titles office for re-registration. So in terms of the MPRDA and as a result of the administrative processes that we have actually realized during the administering of this particular provision, we have actually found out the time frames that were set in terms of the MPRD of 2002 was not enough. So we are actually extending it to up until 6 years, meaning that they also have, after the promulgation of this particular MPRDA, they also have up until next year to lodge the application for re-registration at the Mining Titles Office. So further amendments that were introduced under Schedule 2 was on Item 12. So basically what we have introduced, we are actually saying that the prescription, despite the provision of prescription in terms of the Prescription Act of 1969, we are actually saying that the prescription in respect for claim for compensation shall only commence when the claimant has been informed in writing by the Director General that the claim or the validity of the claim has been denied, and also where a claim has been decided at the appeal and then has been denied at the appeal, and when the claim has been informed in writing by the minister of the confirmation of such denial, or when the director general or the minister have accepted the claim but there is no agreement pertaining to the payment of the claim. So we are actually saying that the claim for compensation shall only run within 180 days after the claimant has been informed by the Director General that they have accepted it, but there is no agreement pertaining to the determination or the payment of such compensation. So further amendments that were made by the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee during his presentation at the National Assembly was on the insertion of the section in page 26, line 44, in terms of the amendment of section 107, and that particular amendment that he proposed during the National Assembly, he said, the principal act as amended by this act is amended with effect from a date 18 months after the date on which the provision relating to prospecting, mining exploration and production and related activities come into operation in terms of Section 14(2) of the National Environmental Management Act of 2007 in order to revert the powers of the minister insofar as the issuing of environmental authorization, the submission of application, for such authorization and the submission of environmental report are consent to the Minister of Environmental Affairs and Tourism. Chairperson and honorable members, the very same statement that I've...
Yeah, could you just give us a second to find out where you are, because the presentation is very confusing.
At the back. Oh. No, we are not that much used to some of these things. Oh, thank you.
Yes, her person's amendment as a national thing.
Amendment at. Okay. Sorry, we are slow sometimes, don't worry. Let's get going. Continue, please.
Okay. So what I was actually saying is that this particular amendment, it was an amendment that was done by the chairperson at the National Assembly. So this particular amendment, we only had it at the National Assembly for the first time. So it's the amendment that was brought in by the chairperson of the portfolio committee. So should I read it through?
Yeah, but if you read it through, it means it becomes part and parcel of your presentation as a department. And if
so, I was just making a highlight of the amendments that were introduced into the MPRDA B10D bill. So this particular one, the reason why I've indicated that it's a chairperson's amendment is because of it's an amendment that was brought in by him.
Yeah, but then is the department owning it?
No.
Yeah, you see, that's where we have a problem. I don't know, let me find out. Members, what do you say to that? No, let's look at it. The chair might be mistaken. If the department owns it, I would have no problem. It would be part and parcel of the material they are presenting to us here. And it would be correct to begin to deliberate on it. But if it is for our information, then it needs something to be done first before we can get into it. Honorable Temba.
Chairperson, thank you, and I apologize for arriving late. I told you it's the woman's month.
Therefore, you come late.
No. There was something that we were doing. Chairperson, I agree with you. If the department presents it to us, that means it's part and parcel. Yes. So therefore, I suggest that this, the portfolio committee together with this committee sit together and, you know, we get it from the portfolio committee. Thanks.
I think that is a mouth. Oh, Honorable Gamete still has something to add.
Yeah, just to add, Chair, that I don't think procedural, even the qualification that it is the chairperson's amendment, because it is the committee. Maybe we would get some clarification and explanation. Now, if the department buys then into it, then it's a matter for discussion and debate before we actually accept it.
Thank you, Honorable Gavet. I think I asked a question before. I said, is the department owning this amendment? And the lady said honorably, no. Am I right?
Yes.
And therefore, there is no way we can entertain it here, either amongst ourselves or through the department, because we will just be talking about something that is irrelevant on the table that we are discussing. So we are going to request that let's hold on this. For the sake of information, we thank the department because it is there for us to have a look at it, and if it comes up any other time after here, we can perhaps pick it up from there. The moment it is presented, we will take it to be part and parcel of the information the department is bringing us. And I think it will be a little unfair on the part of the portfolio committee. Thank you. Is that the end of the presentation? We can continue if not.
So in conclusion, Chairperson, what the amendment is trying to bring to, it's trying to address the technical improvement onto the MPRDA, effective and efficient administration of the state mineral resources, enhancing the corporate cooperative governance between the organs of state, Minister of Minerals and Energy, Regional Mining Development and Environmental Committee, and this amendment also brings about the confirmation of one environmental system. It also harmonizes the MPRDA with the NEMA Mining Titles, Diamonds Amendment Act, and also Mine Health and Safety Act. This is the conclusion. I thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. It was indeed a good presentation. Can I invite some idea from members before we get into the specifics of the bill? I am of the opinion that perhaps it would be good for the department to run the amendments through against the background of the very bill these amendments are meant to close the gaps here and there. Because we have the background of the amendments, don't we? But we need to know which amendments are these and what it is that is being amended in terms of the original bill or the revised bill. It seems there might be two. Perhaps I didn't hear the presentation properly. So I would suggest that if members do not mind, we request the department to run through the clauses or the amendments against the background of the bill itself so that we are actually in a position to see everything in context. Would that do, madam? Would that do? Yeah, I think that would be all right. Perhaps let me find, is that okay, members? Do we find it workable?
Yeah.
So, ma'am, just help us. Oh, just something before.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I be clear? Because this, the bill says, as presented by the portfolio committee. So, can I be clear whether the bill is amended by the department or it says as presented on the bill?
Where are you? Sorry, ma'am. Where?
On the bill itself, it says, as presented.
Oh, outside here. Ah, okay,
yes.
Okay.
And the
as presented by the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy,
yes.
The English text is the official text of the bill. Is that what you are referring to?
Yes.
That section.
Mm.
Okay.
No, just this. And then the other concern, can I also be clear that we are not the Finance Committee. We are the Select Committee Chair on...
Economic and foreign affairs.
But now, I don't know whether you didn't get the communication right to say you come to the Select Committee, or maybe you were presenting to the Finance Committee and now you didn't want to waste paper and then
so
you make many copies. So you said, so just thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Ms. Temba.
To answer to the last question, it's actually right, Honourable Member, it's Economic and Foreign Affairs. It's just a typing error to indicate the finance, but we are at the right select committee. For the error that was actually done on the presentation that was forwarded to you earlier.
And then the second clarification. As presented by the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, sir. Maybe I can assist that. When dealing with the amendments in the Portfolio Committee, the department has two options, either to present a list of amendments, the A list, and the bill which is being amended, or to present a new bill which is redrafted. But once the department decided to present a new bill, that bill is no longer what was proposed by the minister, but it's what was decided on at the Portfolio Committee. That's why the wording changes now as presented. It's not what was initially approved by the Cabinet, but it's what was the Portfolio Committee changed it to. That's why you find submissions from the chairperson, but as long as they were approved by the committee, they form part of that bill. So the wording has to change, and the version is no longer the B version or the C version. It is the D version, a completely new version of the bill. I don't know whether that is clear, but you can ask me further questions.
Honorable Gamede. Just for a point of clarity, then which version we as a Select Committee are we supposed to be dealing with?
D.
An A, a B, a C, or a D?
D.
In our first presentation.
That's right.
It is the D version, honorable member. Supposed to be looking only at the D version today. You're supposed to be briefed on the D version.
Perhaps we need to resort to the state law advisor or our parliamentary legal advisor, both of them. Can we be assisted here? These are things which have got some legal weighting, which we do not have some specifics. Okay. But there is another legal. I don't know if they are together. Yes, Chief. Come to our assistance also.
Yes, thanks, Chair. I think the state law advisor says correct that this is the final version that came from the portfolio committee of minerals and energy. That now the select committee has to consider this version of the bill.
Okay, now it is said by the legal gurus. We understand and we agree. Can we go to those proposals in terms of the clauses and the context within which they are made on the bill? Or we feel it's no longer necessary? Because we need also to get to know what the amendments are all about, don't we? Yes, we need to. Or are they already incorporated in the latest bill we are talking about? No, the latest presentation is understood. It talks about what amendments were brought to which section, but in terms of what now is the content of that very section with the amendments, I think there might not be exactly the same meaning as it used to be before the amendment. Do I make sense? Yeah, so I think that is the area we would prefer to be taken through. Like, clause C, we change X into Y so that it must not be S, it must be yes, you know, all those little things. It is the legal people who know those better. Yeah, Honorable Gamede.
Chair, I just don't want to get lost because I won't find my way back. Earlier on, a question was asked, which version of the bill are we supposed to look at? I think the obvious answer was D. Now, I'm trying to check if all of us have been looking at B10D. Because what I got from the pigeonhole was, you know, the B one. Yeah, it's B10B. B10B. That is what I want to check. Let's see.
Sorry, are there any of us by this time, in members, who have the version of the bill that is not B10D 2007?
Can I just say, just in the pigeonholes we got both versions.
We've got,
yeah.
We've got 10B and 10D.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. In the packs that we were given as select committee members, we got both. Yeah.
I don't have 10D, that's a thing. Oh, B, though. Ah, okay.
I'll have the tema.
Chairperson, thank you. I don't know now which amendments are we dealing with, because we've got both as proposed by the portfolio committee. Yeah? And then the B10D. As presented by the portfolio committee on, and then as amended by the portfolio committee. Yeah, B10B. Both says B10B that I've got.
One is D and one is D.
Oh, B10D?
B10B.
That's
right.
Okay, so we're dealing with the last one. We're not starting with the... It really confuses us.
No, perhaps let's get it straightened this way. At the level of amendments passed by the portfolio committee, did we have a look at the original bill before amendments? I'm asking this question because I was not around, I was in Geneva. It might have happened in my absence. Because you see, the thing is that for us to look at what has been amended by the portfolio committee. It's also our right as to whether do we agree or not. We cannot just, because the portfolio committee amended, then we let it. We need to be convinced that it's the correct thing to do. You see, so that we agree or even disagree. That's why they had to come to us, even if they amended that side, so that we amend the amended vision if the need arises. So if we agree now that wholesomely we agree with the amendment that have been made by the portfolio committee, well and good. Do we? I'm asking members now.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just find it very difficult with the way that the presentation is done, because even if I look at B10D, it's difficult to see what the original what originally came from the department, or originally came from the minister's office. All we have here is what was amended by the portfolio committee, which makes it difficult for me to see what was the original intention and then see how it was changed by the portfolio committee. I would have preferred if we had the original one as a committee ourselves, so that we can see for ourselves what the issues were and why the changes were inflicted by the portfolio committee, and then to agree or disagree with the portfolio committee's findings.
Definitely, I will go along those lines as well, so that we don't find ourselves in one of the situations we one time did. So, in short, as I am having the document, I don't think I have the original one yet. I may have it, but I don't think so. And it means now we are dealing with the stage three of the bill. Am I right? The original, the amended, and the revised version.
I think the original one should be the B10.
Yeah. Without the B's and the C's,
yeah,
and the D's.
That's
great.
Yeah.
And that's why we were saying, can the department run us through in terms of the process against the background of the original bill? That was going to enable us to agree, for instance, with clause one amendment from the portfolio, we agree clause. But now they come as something that has already been fitted in. We don't know what it was that was being amended, what it was that was being revised. It's very difficult for us. And if we wholesomely go and say all the amendments from the portfolio committee we accept, we run a risk of accepting something we don't know, and we will not be able to explain if we are called upon to. I'm not trying to frighten colleagues of mine. I just want us to open the eyes and see a little deeper than we might see from the surface. Then, but do we have the copy of the original bill now around us?
Chairperson, you don't have it right now, because
okay.
As the legal advisor here has indicated, it would not be B, it would not be D. If the Honourable Chairperson would recall that last year it was presented together with B10B to the Select Committee, and then there was a directive to go back and work with the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism on the issues that they had raised on the systems that we were using as the two departments. And on that basis, we then only brought in here the bill that we presented last year and left the other one, which was introduced by the Minister initially, as well as the one where we are now. Because all along, we've also been working on the B10B and the B10D. But if the chairperson and the honorable members would like to get the original one, we can actually make a request for a 10-minute slot so that we can go and get it and, just provide to the members, because we do have it on the computer, but we'll have to then make copies of it.
Honourable members, Honourable Temba, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think now it makes sense that the department is saying they were with us last year. It does make sense, but initially, at the beginning, maybe even communicating with your office chair, it should have been mentioned, because you were not the chairperson by then, to say we are continuing with the bill that was presented to the Select Committee last year. So if you say last year, definitely, Yambona Namsen Kulisa. Yabona kusemuva ngithi ngikhohliwe ukuthi you did present the bill to us. Yeah, but I think the next time when we communicate, we must make it really very clear that you were here. Maybe the presenter wasn't part of the department that briefed us. But at the beginning, should have mentioned that this is a continuation of the presentation on this bill that was done to the select committee. And you shouldn't even have forgotten that we are not the finance committee.
No, it's okay. Perhaps we need also to indicate that our office has not been exact. If you look at the invite day, I'm talking to members now, it says the agenda, initial briefing, you see. If it says initial, it suggests it might be for the first time, which may not necessarily be the case, as the department explains. Anyway, as it stands, it means we are dealing with the amendments which have been brought about to the original B10B bill. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, in other words, we are now at the level of the revised version of the B10B bill. Am I right?
Yes,
I get confused. So, which then means if we are to make any reference to the document now, it is the very ones we are having here. Right? Yeah, I mean, if it was presented to us originally, then there is no way we can go back to it. That is over. All right, so... Okay, come on then.
So just a question of clarity, Mr. Chair. So what we have in front of us is the B10B is the one that was amended with the input from BEAT as per the previous request that went to the Portfolio Committee.
That
and
would be
B10B. No, B10B.
D10D
is actually the one that was amended by the committee. Okay. So the difference between the two is the difference between what you presented in now initially, the new one, and what the committee has done, the portfolio committee has done. Is that correct?
Perhaps let's get the department to assist us. The original bill was it B10B? Yes.
No.
What?
No.
I get confused.
Can I just get my understanding of what you've been saying? You said you came to us initially last year with B10. Then we were told to go back and get your input from DEET, which then became B10B. Right, and then you brought B10B to the Portfolio Committee, and the Portfolio Committee made its inputs, and that's where 10D comes from. And therefore, the difference between the two is actually what we need to be looking at. That's why we got both balls. So, okay, that's fine.
So you got the mathematical solution faster, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are at B10D now.
Yeah.
The revised version of B10B. No, I got it also. Okay, members, that is where we are. We have heard the significance of the amendments. I think it is now our turn what it is we think should now be put on the table for ourselves to move forward. We have heard the presentations, we have the copies, the ball is in our court. Thank you.
I see Honorable Douglas
and Honorable Chambers.
Okay, I can see
Honorable Gamede still sorting out some issues. Okay, in the meantime, let's continue in that order. Honorable Douglas.
Mr. Chair, I think just from my perspective, to be honest with you, I'm not prepared enough because I have a different understanding than when I came in here of what's actually going on. I would not be prepared enough right now to say, okay, I'm happy with all the amendments because I didn't understand the difference between D10 and D10B and where it came from and the history behind it. So from my perspective, I don't know if I'll be able to now give the department and say, this is a genuine input from me as a portfolio committee on the process. although I think we did have it for a couple of days and go through it, mm-hmm. and I don't have any substantive disagreements with any other issues or things raised in the D version. But now knowing that what the difference in these three is, I don't know, maybe I would need some more time, but that's just me.
Thank you very much, and I take it as an honest input. Yeah. Thank you. Honorable Temba.
Thank you, Chairperson. I propose that we go through the amendments that have been presented to us, and then we, because I don't know, we're dealing with 10D.
Yeah. B10G. We need the department to guide us here.
Yeah.
We don't want us to lack
there. So yeah,
B10D. D, ma'am, not B.
D.
A, yeah. B, C, D.
B10D.
That's a...
Yes.
Are we right, department? Are we right?
Yeah.
Correct.
But what I want to ask again is this proposed amendment to the petroleum... and as by the portfolio committee, are these from the portfolio committee? Does the department also have the amendments? And which are the department's amendments, if I may ask?
Okay, perhaps let me try to put it this way. Honorable Presenter, my understanding, if I'm wrong, correct me, is this that This B10D as a revised version of B10B contains the amendments brought about by the portfolio committee. Am I right? It has them. It's a revised version, this one. Now, apart from these very ones which are contained here, are there any other amendments the department has brought about which need to be looked into? I think this is what Mrs. Temba is coming up with. I may be wrong. Thank you.
Actually, honorable member and honorable chairperson, yes, we've prepared the proposed amendment, the very same ones that the honorable member was actually indicating. These are the amendments from the department that we are actually proposing.
Mm.
And then you can go through them. They are only on typing errors and all those.
Can we then get 1 second to get these distributed? Because I think we may not all have them, if they are around. Do you have? Oh, I get, it has been well done. Thank you, we have them. It was only me who didn't have. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we have the amendments which the department has prepared. And I thought this is what Mrs. Temba was asking about. And now that we have them, can we run through them? Am I representing you, Mrs. Temba?
These amendments, are they going to be part of B10D at a later stage?
If we agree.
If you agree. Mm. So why would we deal with B10D instead of all the amendments? Because we agreed here that we're going to look at B10D.
Correct.
Now, after this, after the presentation, these will be included here.
Yes.
Later on. That is what I want to understand.
The department can come to our rescue now.
We want it, but they want to know the good things.
Sorry,
ma'am.
Our request is that we look at B10D.
That's correct.
And at a later stage, once we've gone through that, is that then whatever other amendments that the committee hears that then we include them in this, and we can then go through these
for the committee to adopt, if it adopts what the department is putting forward, or for the committee to throw it out and introduce new things, and then we can take all those amendments of the committee. That is our request. But then we start with B10D, and we indicate to you what is different in B10D from B10B that was introduced at the select committee last year.
Are you okay, Honorable Gamete?
Yeah.
Perhaps for my sake this time. No. We need to be sure, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues. We need to be sure. These amendments, here is a separate copy. Are they part of B10D as it stands now?
No.
Right. They are not there. Yet you have given us the background to these. Eh? Now, if we look at B10D, we will actually be looking at the bill in its original sense, plus the amendments brought about by the portfolio committee. Right? So which means from there, we'll have to look at it against the new amendments brought about by the department. Whether to incorporate these or not, it will be the decision of this meeting. Oh, thank you very much. Brilliant. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And this.
I don't want to confuse issues. When the portfolio committee amended the bill passed on your instructions, of the select committee's instructions, that bill was amended and approved without a hard copy. When the hard copy, it was a very short process. The bill was amended, was approved by the portfolio committee on the Tuesday evening. Was approved by the NA on the Thursday. A final hard copy was only made available on the Thursday morning. The chairperson of the National Assembly Portfolio Committee then discovered certain discrepancies in the bill. It was then too late for the chairperson in terms of parliament procedures to table these amendments. So what the chairperson did, before presenting the bill, he asked parliament to note certain amendments. And the documents I gave you, these are the amendments, the chairperson, the other documents I gave you.
Oh, yes.
Those were the amendments the chairperson of the portfolio committee asked parliament to note with the request, and ANSA is clear on that, with the request that the select committee under your chairmanship must consider them. So, what I'm actually saying is, you have B10D,
correct,
and you have two sets of amendments that must be considered by this committee. That's where we stand now. Thank you, chairperson.
Yeah, it's good that this set of amendments also came up because it was put on my desk earlier before we started. But definitely I can't decide for the whole of this meeting. That's the first thing. Secondly, I'm not sure if everybody else has this other set instead of the ones that have been brought about by the department.
We don't
have that set. Neither does the department have.
No.
Which then means, I think it goes back to what Mrs. Temba said earlier on, that perhaps the best thing would be for us to look at what it is that brought us to this meeting today, and then from there ourselves together with the portfolio committee have a look at this other set. Because now the portfolio committee is not here. If we raise issues, we will answer them. As long as the department can say to us, they own these, personally I would have no problem. But if the department says they do not, like they said earlier, if we discuss and raise issues, who will attend to these? So I would suggest that we stick to the suggestion and agreement after Mrs. Temba has made an indication that it will be better for us. We deal with the B10D plus the amendments brought to us by the department in this set, and from there we can organize another meeting ourselves together with the portfolio committee. We look at, I don't know whether it will be B10E or by then, I don't know. Still B10D now with the amendments that come from both the chairperson and the portfolio and the Department of Environment, all those. So that in the end we have one consolidated document. Otherwise we will get this meeting into a quagmire. We won't be able to have issues attended to because those who have this document as a source of discussion, I don't think are here. Does that make sense? Thank you very much. Let's deal with B10D plus the amendments
the department has presented to us in this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, okay. Can we have the state law advisor, state law advisor giving us the specific significance of these new amendments by the department into the B10D version of the original law? Ah, original bill, not law, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Actually, that is what is supposed to form part of the briefing by the department. The department is supposed to differentiate for you what has changed from 10B to 10D, to point you through the bill. So that was the purpose of today. So the department is supposed to do that, even before any amendments can be brought into the picture.
It's a very good way forward. Labong Abdala. Our madams in the department, can we proceed from there? Thank you very much.
Your turn.
Okay, we may have 1 minute break. They still put the gadgets and the rest of the things that go into technology together. 1 minute break.
Okay.
Wow.
Before we go to the break. No, I'm saying these other proposals that the chair has and that come from this side, I don't think we should consider them. Simply because...
Yeah, no, Kulungo.
Simply because the NCOP referred the bill back to the PPC.
Yes.
So that DIT and PPC discuss these things.
Yes.
So this is the wrong platform to bring this amendment. Because they were supposed to be done there.
It's very true. We are moving forward. All these are taking us forward.
I remember your card. But when we send them back, yes, we send them back because we had they wanted to brief us before.
Before
the informal briefing.
Oh.
It wasn't a formal briefing when they came to us. I remember.
Keep it. People must all come to me. If anyone from now is going to bring anything to me, I'll disappoint you. I'm telling you, they were bringing something. You sit down and do this. They explain to you what they want, for what good people are looking for. You feel it's okay or whatever, then you come to me before the meeting. You look at it.
We can't discuss the development.
Which joint committee?
Come closer.
Are we there already?
Yes, okay.
Oh, okay.
Can you check from the department, is there any progress or we may very well continue without the gadgets? Let's just continue. We will reconnect when he or she comes to get the things moving. Otherwise, time is running out very fast. Ma'am, perhaps we might very well start and then we'll look at what B has, what does D have which was not there in B, and what is the significance of the inclusion of what is now there in D. Thank you. Sorry. I request members to make sure that they have both 10D and 10B versions of the bill. Please, before we start, make sure you have that so that we don't find ourselves lost. It's okay? Thank you very much. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
I'll start with the long title. In terms of the B10B 2007, the word review mind closure was appearing on the B10B, but in terms of the B10D, the review mind closure wording is deleted.
Where are we, ma'am?
The long title.
Oh, I see.
With the PMO. Yes.
This one? Okay, thank you. Yeah, continue, ma'am.
So, the additions have been made on the B10D. Yes. So, the third additions are not appearing on the B10D.
Okay.
So, those additions are so as to make the minister the responsible authority for implementing environmental matters in terms of NEMA of 1998 and related and specific environmental legislation as it relates to prospecting, mining, exploration, production, or activities incidental to the above-mentioned activities, to align the MPRDA with the NEMA in order to provide for one environmental management system. So that edition that I've just mentioned now is only appearing on the D version of the bill.
Yes.
So going to clause one, definition. In the D version of the bill, we have a basic assessment report definition. So that basic assessment report definition in the D version here is been deleted.
I can't see what is going on. Sorry, when you talk of clause, ma'am, are you referring to this?
No.
Oh, section one. Oh, at least now I get it. Okay. Oh, there it is, section one. Okay. But clause didn't confuse me. Okay, thank you. Okay. Section one, clause B. Okay, it's okay, ma'am.
So, another definition that is on B version was the financial provision. The definition of financial provision. So in terms of the D version of the bill, that definition of the financial provision has been deleted in the D version.
Are you following, members? Mrs. Tembe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm reading it in relation to the clause and the vote.
Yeah, but those clauses don't work. That's what...
On D.
Yeah, it's it's B, it's 10D and 10B versions of the bill. Okay, continue, ma'am.
So we also have the new definition of the environmental authorization in the D version of the bill.
What page is that?
That is
page 3. Page 3. Correct, that's right.
And another environmental report definition on the D version of the bill.
This is D. So can I make a suggestion, ma'am? I think it would be useful if you say, now I am attending to, let's say, a matter of definition on section one, subsection or item, I don't know, so that we are able to get there, all of us. Otherwise, while you are talking, we are scratching around, checking and trying to find out. The moment we get there, you are finished. You see, we are not used to some of these legal way of doing things. Section 1, subsection, I don't know, sub-item or paragraph G, something like that, it becomes a little easier. Page 3, page whatever, so that we don't go far away from where you are referring. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry for that.
Alright. So, on B version of the bill, page. Environmental management, definition of environmental management plan.
On the B value.
On the B value.
Page.
Okay, the reference to environmental management plan. This environmental management plan is in the Principal Act. And also the environmental management program is in the Principal Act. But the reference to it also appears in the D version of the bill. It's actually been deleted as a result of the agreement that we had with the Department of Environmental Affairs to introduce them in the NEMA Act.
National Environmental Management Act.
Yes. So the basic assessment report, the financial provision, the environmental management plan, and the environmental management program definition have been transferred to the National Environmental Management Act. Those definitions that I've actually mentioned, the reason why we deleted them, they have been incorporated into the National Environmental Management Plan, I mean Management Act. So the only two definitions that we had under the environmental office is only the environmental authorization and environmental report. So all the environmental definition that we used to have in the both version of the bill and also in the Principal Act have been transferred into NEMA.
Okay. Yeah, let's continue, man.
They're trying to set up.
Oh, there you go. I'm there.
Yes, I'm going to come to something.
So, yes. Okay. So on page 3 of the D version of the bill, paragraph J, we have introduced an exclusionary act which was actually erroneously omitted in the B version of the bill. So in the D version of the bill, we have introduced the definition of exclusionary act that is appearing on page 3. Paragraph J. So another addition that we made in the D version of the bill was to introduce the definition of the National Environmental Management Act. So that National Environmental Management Act is on page 4, paragraph P of the D here.
Yeah. You see now we're following. I'm very good.
And then on page 4 of the B version of the bill, we had the definition of the waste. So that definition of waste, we have actually deleted it, and that definition is actually appearing in the National Environmental Management Act. So clause 3, that is amending section 3 of the bill. in terms of B version of the bill, paragraph, subsection 2B, in the B version, we had, in consultation with the Minister of Finance, determined and levy any fee or consideration payable in terms of any relevant act of Parliament. That was actually erroneously omitted, and then we have revived it in the D version of the bill to include it as, in consultation with the Minister of Finance, we have deleted the wording determined and then replace it with the prescribed, because it's only the Minister of Finance that prescribed and levy. And any fees payable will be done in terms of this act, and the state royalty must be determined and levied by the Minister of Finance in terms of the Act of Parliament.
Where do you get this in the D version?
D version is
page 5.
Page 5.
Line 35.
From line 35.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Yes, I'm good there.
So, clause 4. Amendment of section 4 on page 5 of the B version of the bill. We had the provision of NEMA 1998 relating to environmental authorization and any other related matters shall not apply to any activities of holder regulated in terms of this act. This is the provision that we have actually deleted in terms of D version of the bill on page 5. So in terms of the D version of the bill, this particular provision that used to appear on B version of the bill is actually being deleted. It's not appearing in the D version of the bill. 5. Clause 6, amendment of section 5A. So in terms of the B version of the bill, we had the wording notify and consult in the prescribed manner with the landowner or lawful occupier of the land. So in terms of the D version of the bill, we have revised the very same provision by indicating that giving the landowner or lawful occupier of the land in question at least 21 days written notice. It's on page 6 of the D bill, line number 14. So, clause 8, amendment of section 11. The B version of the bill had a prospecting right or mining right on an interest in any such right or any interest in a closed corporation may be ceded, transferred, left, sublet, assigned, alienated, or otherwise disposed of without written approval of the minister. So there was also a typing error in that particular regard. But in terms of the D version of the bill on page 6,
yes.
Paragraph A.
Paragraph 8.
8A.
Yeah.
8A.
Yeah. Which is by the,
yes,
by the substitution for the subsection blah blah blah.
Yes.
Okay.
It has also been corrected to read as such on the clause 11, amendment of section 16. In terms of the B version of the bill, we had any person who wishes to apply to the minister for a prospective right must apply and lodge the application. So in terms of the discussion that we had with the Department of Environmental Affairs, we have revised that particular subsection to indicate that any person who wishes to apply to the minister for a prospecting right must simultaneously apply for environmental authorization and lodge such application. That is actually reflected on page 7, 12, line 41.
So in terms of the D bill, we had the deletion of 14 days by 10 days. So in terms of the D version of the bill, we only have the 14 days. So that is appearing on page 8 of the D bill, line 7, on paragraph D.
Correct.
In terms of clause 11, the amendment of section 16, in terms of the B version of the bill, we had waiting submit environmental management plan within 40 days from the date of notice. But in terms of our discussion with and then to align ourselves with the NEMA, we have substituted that particular provision to indicate that to submit relevant environmental reports required in terms of Chapter 5 of the NEMA of 1998 within 60 days of the date of notice. That is actually appearing on page 8, same paragraph D, but subparagraph A. If you can see subparagraph A of D, that particular wording is actually reflected in D version.
Okay. This is the one that said to submit, in big bracket, an environmental management plan, relevant environmental report required, blah blah blah, national environment, blah blah. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. See now, follow.
So, in terms of the amendment that we did on section 18, on page 9 of D version of the bill, substitution of subsection 2. Yes. Paragraph A, section 14, you see section 14, paragraph A. In terms of the B version of the bill, we had the wording be accompanied by a report reflecting the extent of compliance with the requirements. And in terms of the D version of the bill, we are actually saying that be accompanied by a report reflecting the extent of compliance with conditions of the environmental authorization, meaning that the requirements of approved environmental management plan, the rehabilitation to be completed, the estimated cost thereof is being deleted in terms of the D version of the bill. So further amendments that have been done on section 18 to align ourselves with the NEMA, the principal act this time is the comparison between the principal act and the D version of the bill. It's not the B version. In terms of the principal act, we had requirements of the environmental management plan. But as a result of the deletion that we made to the definition of environmental plan that has been moved to the NEMA, we are actually saying that we have substituted that subparagraph 3C by compliance with conditions of environmental authorization. So this particular amendment was to be in line with the Environmental Management Act.
Where do we find it in Bill D10?
Paragraph C.
Ah, okay. 14 subsection C.
Yes. Amendment to section 19. So in terms of the principal act this time, the requirements of environmental management program, we have substituted that particular provision to delete the reference to requirement of the environmental management plan to indicate comply with the conditions of the environmental authorization, and that is reflected on paragraph B, line 30 of the D version of the bill.
Paragraph D, line 30.
Paragraph B.
Oh, B, A, B. Ah, okay.
Page 9.
Okay.
So further amendments that were done on section 22, any person, page 10 of the D version of the bill,
yeah.
Paragraph 8. So in terms of the Principal Act and the B version of the bill, we had any person who wishes to apply to the Minister for a mining right must apply and lodge the application. So in terms of the revised version of the D bill, we are actually making addition to comply with the NEMA by saying that any person who wishes to apply to the Minister for a mining right must simultaneously apply for an environmental authorization and lodge the application. So that has been reflected online in line 16 on page 10 of the division of the bill.
That's great.
So the 14 days substitution is also reflected on page 10, line 21 of the D version of the bill. So in terms of further amendments to section 22 under subsection 4, on page 10 of the D version of the bill, line 36, paragraph E, we initially had to conduct an environmental impact and assessment and submit environmental management program for approval in terms of section 39. To align the MPRD amendment bill with the NEMA, we said to submit relevant environmental report required within 180 days from the date of notice as required in terms of chapter 5 of the NEMA of 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So that particular amendment is reflected on page 10, paragraph E, line 36.
Yeah.
Amendment, further amendment to section 22, paragraph B, the following paragraph after the one that I've mentioned. We initially had in the Principal Act to notify and consult with interested and affected parties within 180 days from the date of notice. So in terms of the revised version of the D bill, we are actually saying that we are deleting the whole reference to notify and consult with interested and affected parties within 180 days by putting the wording consult in the prescribed manner with the landowner, lawful occupier, and interested and affected parties, and include the result of consultation in the environmental report, and that is reflected on page 10 of the D version of the bill, line 47. Amendment to section 24 on page 11 of the D version of the bill. In terms of the Principal Act, we had be accompanied by a report reflecting the extent of compliance with the requirements of the approved environmental management plan, the rehabilitation to be completed, and the estimated cost thereof. So in terms of the D version of the bill, we have substituted that particular provision by the following provision that is appearing on page 11, section 20, paragraph A, line 21, to reflect be accompanied by a report reflecting the extent of compliance with the conditions of environmental authorization. So still on section 24, we have amended subsection 3D with the conditions of the environmental authorization, and that is actually appearing on paragraph D after line 25.
Mm-hmm.
On page 11, the amendment of section 25, we have also amended subsection 2E of the Principal Act, which used to read as comply with the requirements of the approved environmental management program, by substituting it with the wording comply with the requirements of the environmental management program, as it will be deleted with the conditions of environmental authorization. And that is actually appearing on page 11, clause 21, line 44, on page 11 of the D version of the bill. Clause 21, amendment of section 27, on page 12. Subsection 2, we have deleted the subsection 2 in the Principal Act to include simultaneously apply for environmental authorization, and that particular amendment is on page 12, paragraph D, under 23, clause, line 10. Mm-hmm. So the 14 days have been retained. The same clause 23 on the D version of the bill, we have also substituted the environmental management plan with the environmental report as reflected on page line 35, page 12. Mm-hmm. That particular amendment has been reflected on line 35, page 12 of the D version of the bill, and further goes to seek the amendment of 6B on line 36.
You refer to the
environmental authorization.
Is it clause 23, section 27, paragraph
G?
G, with bold letter B.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, in terms of the Principal Act, we have also amended subsection 3 of section 32, where we made reference to environmental management program. It has been deleted and replaced by the conditions of environmental authorization, and that is actually appearing on page 13, line 25 of the D version of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, furthermore, amendment to Section 35, subsection 2A, in terms of the Principal Act, we had give effect to approved environmental management program and pay the prescribed retention fees. We have substituted that with the conditions of environmental authorization and pay such fees, and that is actually reflected on page 13, line 43.
Mm-hmm.
Amendment of section 38, clause 28, that used to appear on the version of the bill, has been transferred to the National Environmental Management Bill. So that particular clause is also not appearing in terms of the D version of the bill. So it has been transferred to me. So the new version that we have in terms of that particular clause, we only have the transitional arrangement pertaining to the existing environmental management plan that has been approved, and also the environmental management program that were approved in terms of the MPRDA. So what we basically have now,
hmm?
we have the new section 38A and 38B. So if you look into page 14, line 10, that new 38A is there. It actually says that the minister is the responsible authority for implementing environmental provision in terms of the National Environmental Management Act and its related specific environmental legislation as it relates to prospecting, mining, exploration, production, or activities incidental thereto on a prospecting or mining exploration or production area. The environmental authorization is issued by the minister shall be a condition prior to the issuing of a permit or the granting of a right in terms of this act. That is in terms of 38A. So in terms of 38B, the new provision, we are actually saying that the environmental management plan or environmental management program approved in terms of this act before and at the time of the coming into effect of the National Environmental Management Act shall be deemed to have been approved and an environmental authorization be issued in terms of National Environmental Management Act. So the subsection 2 says, notwithstanding subsection 1, the minister may direct the holder of a right or permit or any old order if she is of the opinion that the prospecting, mining, exploration, production is likely to result in unacceptable pollution, ecological degradation, or damage to environment to take into action to upgrade the environmental management plan or management program to address the deficiencies in the plan or program. So it further says that the minister must issue an environmental authorization if she or he is satisfied that the deficiencies in the environmental management plan or environmental management program is in subsection 2 have been addressed and that the requirements in chapter 5 of the NEMA have been met. So those are the two introductions that we have made so far in terms of this particular provision. So in terms of the section 39 of the Principal Act, the revised bill has deleted that, and that particular section 39 has been transferred to the NEMA. So 39, 40, 41, and 42 of the Principal Act, as it used to appear in the Principal Act of the MPRDA, have been transferred to the NEMA. So it has been deleted in terms of the D version of the bill, but it's actually contained in the NEMA amendment here. Yeah. So in terms of section 43, 45, 46, 47, we have aligned the said section with the National Environmental Management Act, and even section 48 has been aligned with the NEMA. So the whole page 14, 15, 16 have been aligned with NEMA. So in terms of section 47.2D of the D version of the bill, we have replaced the wording mortgage with mortgage.
And since section 47?
Yes, it's on page 17.
Yeah.
Line 51. We have replaced mortgage. Yeah.
5.1.
Okay, yeah.
So section 74, the 10-day period has been replaced with the 14-day period. And then section 74, 4B, all the 10 days that were appearing in the D version of the bill have been deleted. It's 14 days. So section 79, page 21 of the D version of the bill. has been aligned with the National Environmental Management Act. So that alignment is reflected on page 21, line 40 up until 50. So in terms of the revised D version of the bill, section 81, 80 on page 22, on page 2, line 5, we have aligned it with the National Environmental Management Act, and even 81.1, line 25, we have aligned it with National Environmental Management Act, and also line 31, we have aligned it with the National Environmental Management Act, and section 86, and even on page 23, paragraph G, the whole of paragraph G has been aligned with the National Environmental Management Act. And section 93 on page 24, we have aligned it with the National Environmental Management Act on paragraph B, line number 5, and line number 34. We have aligned it with the National Environmental Management Act. And even on 102, page 25 of 102, page 25 of the division of the bill, section 102, paragraph, line number 41, the whole from 39 to 45 has been aligned with the National Environmental Management Act. And section 106, on page 26, line 35 up until line 40 has been aligned with the National Environmental Management Act. And also section 107. By the deletion of that particular paragraph, we have transferred the said provision to the National Environmental Management Act. So item 12.5C, that was erroneously omitted in the D version of the bill, has been resuscitated in item 12.5C in the D version of the bill. And even item 12C is also included in the D version of the bill. So that was on page 29 up until page 30. So that's basically all that we did.
Thank you very much. So we have gone through the amendments that have been brought about by the portfolio committee, which gave rise to the D version of the the revised version of B10B, which is version B10D. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I just want to find out if indeed members have been able to form an overview of all these amendments as they have been brought to our attention now, in the context of the bill itself. Have we been able to form an overview and begin to see what it is that fitted where and what it is that has been removed and the significance of all those? Honorable Gamet.
I'm not sure whether I'll do justice in answering that question because it has been maybe a full hour when quite a lot has been said. So I'm not sure, but my proposal was initially that we engage with the PPC, certain group, and actually because they propose these amendments, so that then we are on the same wavelength with them.
Thank you. And to begin to subject the department to these issues will be very unfair, because these are the issues that came their way and they had to amend as required. Perhaps it would also be a good thing for us to have the B10D before it became dark, which is B10B. Does that make sense? So that when we talk with them, so that we're able to talk in terms of the two being on the table and going into the specifics, the change of C into B on B brought D and the significance thereof. I think those are some of the things we might need to sort out on our own. Is that okay? Mrs. Tebe, you seem to be in pensive mood. Yeah? Okay.
You see, except for our tongues rolling a little bit, B and D and 10 dB, I think the bill in general is something good, except for the clearances that we still have to sort out with the portfolio committee and us. But in general, as we have picked up, because some of us have been reading over some of these things, in general, it's good, except for that we have the clearance to do so. Thank you, Chair.
Is the legal advisor having something to say to us?
No, thanks. I think I'll say something when the two committees sit together. Yeah.
Ms. Tetlow?
No, sir, I've got nothing to add. Actually, I'm glad that this is a clearer version, which actually was supposed to have presented earlier this morning to the members. Like, it's clarified things. Now, I'm sure the members can see the way. The best thing now is to focus on the content of what is presented before the committee can even consider the addition. So that will help.
Thank you very much. I think the department have done their bit. What remains is ours before we go back to them. Can I request at this moment, Honorable Gamede, to propose a vote of thanks to everybody if there isn't anything else to raise? If there is, no problem. The door is still open. Should we engage in countdown? No. Okay, thanks. Over to you, Honorable Gamede.
Chair, you said I must pass a vote of thanks to the department. And I've done that. Even to everybody. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It was a nice exercise and some small arm twisting. I mean, these are sometimes necessary when we want to get things going. Thank you so much. The meeting is adjourned. Enjoy your day. Do we have something to... Always I forget... Huh? Yeah, you know, always I forget to indicate that there is some lunch. I don't know why.